Some steps to a younger, healthier you, as we talk with a physician who has penned a new book called Ultra Longevity, the 7-step program for a younger, healthier you. First, though, a few words about the financial health of Wisconsin Public Radio with my partner in this pledge drive, Cheryl Gasser. Good morning, Cheryl.
Good morning, Joy. We are here this hour to ask you to help us raise $5,000 in support of Wisconsin Public Radio during this 6 o'clock hour. And we know you pledge for the programming, the wonderful shows that you hear, the wonderful guests that Joy brings you day after day. But this hour, for a pledge of $150 or more to Wisconsin Public Radio, we will be happy to send you our guest's book, Ultra Longevity, along with the member benefit card. And that card, Joy, has lots of benefits.
Oh, it does have a lot of benefits. It's 2-for-1 entrees at more than 250 restaurants around Wisconsin and neighboring states. 2-for-1 admission to various cultural attractions, 2 nights for the price of 1 at a number of bed and breakfasts in Wisconsin and neighboring states. The member benefit card, if you use it, certainly will pay for your pledge in no time. It's our way of saying thank you for supporting Wisconsin Public Radio at $10 a month or more. Again, though, that card comes with your pledge of $150 if you want the book, Ultra Longevity, the 7-step program for a younger, healthier you. Call 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772. You can also pledge on our website, WPR.org.
You can help sustain the longevity of public radio with your pledge of support. Again, any level, any amount, welcome, whatever level is right for you. You do the math. You figure out how much you listen to Wisconsin Public Radio, how much you'd like to contribute. There is no minimum pledge, no maximum pledge. It's completely up to you. It's also an option if you prefer. You can pay all at once, but a lot of members break it down, either pay monthly or quarterly. We make it as easy as possible, and those options are available to you on the website at WPR.org. Also, the volunteer can walk you through those choices when you call 800-383-9772.
1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. We will find out as we talk with our guest this hour, who penned Ultra Longevity, some of the steps that we can take to live a longer, healthier life. He says the key is managing our immune system, that the aging process is accelerated by an overactive immune system, and that there are simple things that we can do to calm the immune system and live a longer, healthier life. Really, really simple things from, you know, from the foods that we eat and to the exercise that we do.
Or should be doing.
Yeah, or should be doing, and things like rhythmic exercises or exercises that have a dance rhythm to them are healthier than maybe some others that are jerky, if that makes sense. But having a pet is a very good thing to do for your immune system. So we will talk more about those, and you can read more about those. If you care about your health, and who doesn't care about your health, and you care about the health of Wisconsin Public Radio, you can get 2-for-1 here by pledging $150 to support this program and all of what you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio. And you can pick up a copy of this book, Ultra Longevity, 1-800-383-9772, or pledge on our website, WPR.org.
It would be great to hear from some new members to Wisconsin Public Radio during this hour, whether you want to pick up the book or not. Become a member at any amount. If you've been listening for a long time and maybe you weren't in a position where you could donate to Wisconsin Public Radio, but you are now, and this would be a great time for you to take that step, go to the phone, 800-383-9772, or the website, WPR.org. Again, the amount is up to you. The information that we ask you for is something we keep completely private. We don't share your personal information with anyone else. And the important thing is that you make that step to become a member, or maybe it's time for you to renew. We'd love to hear from you as well.
We are working toward a $5,000 goal during this first hour of the pledge drive on this Wednesday morning. the $5,000 goal, important to reach because every hour has a goal, and they are determined to come up with, by the end of the drive, the amount of money that needs to be raised in listener contributions, because this is listener-supported radio. Our budget depends on listener contributions. 31% of our operational budget comes from listeners like you. So every hour is important, every pledge is important, and your support is important right now. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
Thank you so much. If you have already called in a pledge this drive or are already a member of Wisconsin Public Radio, take a minute to think about all that you learn from Joy's show alone, not to mention Kathleen Dunn and Larry Mueller, Talk of the Nation, Gene Faraca in the afternoons, Ben Marins, the entertainment on the weekends. Think of all that you get from Wisconsin Public Radio and all that you learn from the news and the talk programming. What is that worth to you? Help keep a program that you value, a show that you value, going strong. With your pledge of support, we really can't do it without you. That's why we come to you a few times a year to ask for your support during these membership drives. It's simply the most efficient way to ask for your support. You've come through in the past, and we need to hear from you during this hour. 800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
Well, the first pledge has been tallied, $150 pledged toward that $5,000 goal. Thank you very much. I heard those phones ringing, so hopefully we are on our way toward that goal. Thank you so much if you've pledged already during this pledge drive. Let me thank Laura in Two Rivers, who did pledge yesterday. She says, I have been listening every morning and every night during my commutes to and from work. I get so much out of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is never a waste of time. I get ideas and things that matter to me. I really appreciate the relaxed and informative format on Wisconsin Public Radio. That's perfect for this hour, Cheryl.
It really is.
Because we are going to be talking about how you can calm your immune system. And certainly lots of ideas and things that matter to you. We will be talking about your health and how you can slow down, maybe even reverse the aging process. 1-800-383-9772. Pledge $150 a year or more, and we would love to send you this book, which will outline the 7-step program for a younger, healthier you, the book Ultra Longevity. And with that $150 pledge, you'll also get the member benefit card and all sorts of benefits to take advantage of if you show this card at restaurants and B&Bs and cultural attractions and even online shopping. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
A lot of members are pledging $1 a day. It's sort of a new trend we're seeing. The average pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio, $120, but maybe you can afford more than that. And if you can, $150 for the book and the member card, or you can pledge $1 a day. You can break it down monthly or quarterly, or you can pay it all at once. What is Wisconsin Public Radio worth to you? You decide and go to the phone. Make that call, 800-383-9772. Let Joy know that you appreciate the fact that she is with you 5 mornings a week, 15 hours a week. You get a chance to talk with her, to hear her and the wonderful guests that Leo Duran and Karen Prager and Carmen Jackson work to bring you, everything from politics and the economy to health and wellness. She does it all, and she does it so well. This is your chance to say thank you to her for the hard work that she does for you. 1-800-383-9772 is the number.
Thanks very much, Cheryl. We'll talk to you in a little bit. And we will welcome in our guest after we check the weather. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 17 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Wednesday, October the 17th. So happy to have you along, and so happy that you are calling in your support for Wisconsin Public Radio during our fall membership drive. A reminder, we will be happy to take your call throughout the program as we talk with our guest. Whenever it strikes you to call in that pledge, and maybe pick up a copy of his book. The book is Ultra Longevity, the 7-Step Program for a Younger, Healthier You. Our thank you gift during this hour for your pledge of $150 to Wisconsin Public Radio. 1-800-383-9772 or pledge on the web at WPR.org. And let me give you another number. This is our call-in number to talk with our guest on the air, 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, use 263-1890. Let me welcome our guest. He is Dr. Mark Liponis. He's an internist and the corporate medical director of the Canyon Ranch Health Resorts. He was the author of the best-selling book, Ultra Prevention, and his most recent book, it's Ultra Longevity, the 7-Step Program for a Younger, Healthier You. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy. Thanks for having me on the program.
Thanks a lot for being with us. The book says that this program is based on the revolutionary new science of aging and the immune system. What's that?
Well, you know, everybody wants to live a long time. We all want to get very old. We just want to stay young in the process, mm-hmm. of course. We don't want to have diseases and lose function. And until recently, you know, really extending human life, and I really mean the health span more than the lifespan, the years of healthy life, people thought you had to starve yourself or you had to freeze yourself or give up, you know, fun things like sex. But it turns out that that's not necessarily true in humans. And the actual key to living a long, healthy life is getting control of one's immune system.
Yeah.
You know, until about 100 years ago, people would die most often from infections, from pneumonia, from infections around childbirth, from things like cholera and diphtheria. But in 1929, penicillin was discovered. Now we have vaccines for most of the major killers. We have antibiotics. We have, of course, good hygiene, a lot of things to combat the infections that were previously lethal. So what we have now is a situation where the diseases that are killing Americans are diseases caused by an overactive immune system, things like heart disease, stroke, diabetes, cancer, Alzheimer's, arthritis, all of the things that we tend to get as we get older are actually the result of an immune system that's too powerful. It's overactive.
And it became overactive because of all of these, because of things like antibiotics?
Well, antibiotics would be one of the contributors to mm-hmm. an overactive immune system. Now, your listeners have probably heard that things like inflammation are more important than cholesterol in predicting the risk of heart attack. And what we're finding is inflammation is just one type of immune system overactivity. And the immune system, think about it like an army. You know, in your bloodstream, there are actually tens of billions of little soldiers called white blood cells. And those little soldiers have weapons. They have, WMD, weapons of mass destruction.
Mm-hmm.
And these little soldiers that are going through your bloodstream right now, again, tens of billions of them, are armed with these weapons because they need to fight potentially some dangerous terrorists, like, again, tetanus, diphtheria, cholera, the things that used to be threats to our survival. And in the course of using these weapons indiscriminately, there's collateral damage and there's friendly fire, and we get damaged in the process. So this accumulates as disease, as aging. And you know how you feel when you have the flu, for example.
Mm-hmm.
You feel tired, you feel achy, you feel run down, you have no energy, you hurt all over. Well, that's how you feel if you get old. And that's caused by the immune system's reacting to this flu virus. It's an overactive immune system, in that case, triggered by the flu. But it turns out there are a lot of things that could trigger the immune system into becoming overactive that aren't even infections, things that confront us every day, like stress or a lack of sleep or going through some crisis or having an injury. And these are things that actually age us prematurely.
Mm-hmm. And so what the key to controlling the aging process is to calm down the immune system.
Precisely. So people don't often check in with their immune system. You know, they know how they're breathing, and they know when they have to go to the bathroom, and they know, you know, what their heart rate is sometimes, but they don't often check in with their immune system. But it turns out there are two very good predictors of illness and actually death if you just take a look at the immune system. And the immune system actually turns out to be a better predictor of death and of serious conditions like heart attack and stroke, better than any scan, better than any stress test, better than your cholesterol level or other blood tests. Now, what's interesting, you know, they're developing more powerful scanners all the time, mm-hmm. CAT scanners, PET scanners, MRI scanners, and they still don't have the knowledge and they can't identify problems like your immune system can. The reason is your immune system are these billions and billions of soldiers going through your body, looking at every little nook and cranny, looking for something that's out of place, out of whack, that's, you know, causing a problem, maybe a tumor that's growing. And your immune system can identify those problems long before a scan could ever show it, because a scan will only show something down to the size of, oh, perhaps a pea. But the immune system knows when there's just a microscopic problem developing, and if we knew how to control our immune system, we'd have, again, the key to preventing and treating illness and extending human life.
Yeah, so is there any, how do we tap into this? How do we know how our immune system is doing?
Yeah, so that's a great question. So everybody, if they've ever had a blood test, has had their immune system checked. Now, maybe they didn't know the results of that check, but here's one very important test on the immune system. It's called the white blood count. Mm-hmm. And all that is how many white blood cells there are in a drop of blood. And it turns out the more white blood cells there are, the higher one's risk of disease and actually of death. So
when I go to the doctor this afternoon, seriously, I'm getting a physical this afternoon.
Well, you know, it's good timing
for
our conversation.
Yeah, I should ask for a white blood count?
A white blood count. And that, if they're drawing your blood, that's pretty routine. Now, the normal range is between 4,000 and 10,000, and the units are per microliter. So let's say that the norm average is about 6,000 white blood cells in a microliter, which is a millionth of a liter. So 6,000 in a millionth of a liter means there's 6 billion in a liter, and there's roughly 5 liters of blood in your body. That means right now in your blood and in my blood, there's likely to be about 30 billion white blood cells cruising through the bloodstream looking for trouble. Now, yeah, wow, is right. There's only 6.5 billion people on the planet, but there's 30 billion of these soldiers going through your bloodstream that are armed and dangerous. And so the white blood count is a great predictor of someone's health. An even better test, and this is one that I would recommend that you ask your physician for when you go in today, and if you've had a chance to leaf through the book, Ultra Longevity, you'll understand the importance of this blood test. It's only been around for about 5 or 6 years, but it turns out to be the single best predictor of health and of serious illness. And that test is called the CRP. It stands for C-reactive protein, CRP. Very important test. It's better than cholesterol at predicting a heart attack. It's better than putting a blood pressure cuff on your arm to predict who's going to get high blood pressure. It predicts people who will develop cancer, diabetes, people that will have macular degeneration, fibrillation, aneurysms, all the stuff we don't want to get. It predicts those long before any other test or scan could ever pick it up.
If the number is high.
If the number is high, you want a low number on the CRP. And how low? Well, the range is from about zero. You know, maybe some people are close to zero, all the way up. I've seen them over 80 with acute illness. Now, where you want to be is less than 0.7. So our target is to be very, very low on the CRP.
So if I get this test and it says, whatever, it says I'm 10, then what, do I just throw up my hands and accept my fate, or is there anything I can do about it?
I hope not, because first of all, in the book, Ultra Longevity, there's a number of things that we talk about that will help you to lower your CRP level. And there are 7 steps in the book, and the book actually starts off with a quiz. It's a 21-question quiz that asks some questions that actually tell you how quickly you're aging right now.
Yeah, I actually took that quiz.
How'd you do?
I'm 79.
79 is excellent. So you're actually aging
like a tortoise,
like a giant Galapagos tortoise, right? Which is very slow. You can live a very long time. So some of the questions, for example, that maybe people aren't aware of. Do you have older siblings? Do you know your birth weight? Mm-hmm. Do you floss your teeth every day? Do you tell a funny joke to your friends today that made them laugh? Have you made love in the past week? Do you take vitamins? So these are things that really are getting at the question of how active your immune system is right now. And you can also take the quiz online. It's at ultralongevityprogram.com. It starts off the book. It's very interesting to learn the things that are aging us prematurely.
Yeah. We're going to check news in just a minute or so. Can you just whip through this, not in detail, but what the seven steps involve, the areas?
Well, what the seven steps are what they do for somebody is these are the things somebody can do to create peace, to create a truce with their immune system and lower their CRP level and therefore prevent all of those conditions that we talked about, at the same time slowing the aging process. And those seven steps, again, outlined in the book, very important to learn more about those, and that is how you're supposed to eat to calm your immune system, what supplements and vitamins might be important to help calm your immune system, the kinds of exercise that you should be pursuing to calm the immune system. And maybe we'll have some time after the news to talk about those steps in more detail.
We will do that, and we will also remind you that you can pick up a copy of Dr. Laponis' book, Ultra Longevity, The 7-Step Program for a Younger, Healthier You, and support Wisconsin Public Radio at the same time by calling 1-800-383-9772 and pledge $150 a year or more to support Wisconsin Public Radio. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 6:36 on this Wednesday, October the 17th. Good to have you along. Good to have you pledging along as well. Almost $1,500 raised toward that $5,000 goal. Thank you so much for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. We couldn't do this without listener contributions. Happy that you're interested, too, in picking up a copy of our guest's book. Dr. Mark Laponis is author of Ultra Longevity, The 7-Step Program for a Younger, Healthier You. And I'm certainly learning a lot this hour and also learned quite a bit looking at his book. I took the quiz to find out how fast I'm aging. I'm aging like a tortoise, but there's still plenty of room for improvement. And we'll find out how all of us can have a calm our immune system, a stronger immune system in this 7-step program. You're invited to call in and ask your own questions, by the way, 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, in Madison, 263-1890. Dr. Mark Laponis is an internist. He's the corporate medical director of the Canyon Ranch Health Resorts. He is the author of a previous best-selling book called Ultra Prevention. His most recent book is Ultra Longevity, The 7-Step Program for a Younger, Healthier You. Those 7 steps include the way we breathe, the way we eat, the way we sleep, the way we dance, exercise actually, the way we love, soothe, and enhance. And we'll talk about as many of those as possible as we go along. So, Dr. Laponis, what is it about my breathing that I should think about if I want a stronger immune system?
Well, you know, just before we get into breathing, let me give a little background for some of your listeners about myself, because I've been here at Canyon Ranch now for 14 years, and my own personal journey started after being diagnosed with cancer. In fact, I had cancer of the kidney when I was just 36 years old, and, you know, having cancer is not something that you think about when you're 36.
It's,
you know,
a shock,
it's something that you might expect in your 70s or 80s, but certainly not at such a young age. And at that point, I realized that there was a real problem with traditional medicine, and that was they didn't focus on prevention, and even the diagnosis was delayed in many cases. So I was very interested myself in what I could do to help me stay healthy and, you know, overcome cancer and to prevent having a future problem with that. I had a young family, and I now have 3 teenage kids, but in those days they were, you know, very young. And that actually led me to seek out a different kind of medicine. And I left my traditional practice, which was focused around diseases and the treatment of diseases. And I came to Canyon Ranch, where we actually focus on prevention, where we focus on health improvement, mm-hmm. where we help people work through natural ways, through eating the right foods, through doing the right kind of exercise, through, you know, enhancing their immune system, et cetera, to actually prevent disease and maintain and improve their health. So this is a real shift for me, and now I don't work with people that come in complaining about being ill. I work with people now who come in wanting to stay healthy or get healthier. And it's a different kind of a practice, and what's happened is I've learned a lot over the last 14 years about what it takes to improve health, to maintain health and prevent disease. And that's probably different than most physicians who are busy trying to diagnose or treat and manage diseases. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of that learning has gone into the two books, Ultra Prevention and now Ultra Longevity. And I've wanted to share that with people that haven't been to the Canyon Ranch or you know, just weren't aware of it.
Yeah, it's absolutely on my list of places to go, and I'm glad you did share your background. The seven steps here are based on two. You're looking at the science of all this. You're not just making this up.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's right. In fact, the seven steps. I didn't make them up. Mm-hmm. They come from the medical research that shows the effective ways that we can harness our immune system. And remember, what we're trying to do is to create this situation where our immune system, this army of defense that we have, is ready, willing, and able to fight if it's needed, but it's not actively engaged in a kind of a battle. It's not using its weapons actively, because if it does, remember, we're the battlefield. We get harmed in the process.
Yeah. You know, we probably won't have time to go through in detail every one of the seven steps. So let me ask you, maybe if there is one of them that you want to highlight, maybe something that a lot of us would be surprised at learning or just aren't aware of that is important when it comes to our immune systems.
Well, you know, one of the things is that's very important, the very first step, is actually taking control of our breathing. Mm-hmm. Our immune system reacts when we're breathing improperly, or anything that impairs our breathing will actually cause a reaction in our immune system. And I was speaking with a friend the other day, and they were doing some research about people and their breathing habits when they were in front of their computer. And what they found was when people open their email, they start holding their breath. And I catch myself doing it, and I'll find that I'm holding my breath or I'm breathing, you know, with shallow breaths. And that's a common thing for people when they're nervous or anxious or they're worried about things or they're focused on something. They'll actually hold their breath. And breathing is the only automatic function that you have control over. You actually can control your breathing, whereas it's harder to control, you know, your body temperature, your kidneys output, etc. But your breathing, you've got control over. And the most common mistake for people is that they breathe too quickly and with shallow breathing. And what we encourage people to do is to really try to get deeper, slower breaths by relaxing their belly and breathing way down into their belly, so that the diaphragm, the breathing muscle, has the ability to bring a full breath of air into the lungs, and then to take enough time to fully exhale that breath. And if you're doing it properly, you should be able to slow down your breathing to about, you know, two or three breaths per minute, as long as you're seated and you're not, you know, doing any physical activity.
Yeah. Speaking of physical activity, I was interested in reading about how rhythmic exercise is better or more soothing to the immune system than non-rhythmic exercise.
You know, that was one of the interesting things that I learned in doing research on the book, and that is exercise I knew was good for your immune system, but what I didn't know was that the healthiest exercise for your immune system happens to be dancing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dancing, where you're, you know, you're moving your body, but there's some rhythm going on in the background. You're dancing to music. And when I researched this, I learned that, of course, the body has lots of its own natural rhythms. You've got the heart rhythm, of course, beating maybe 60 times a minute. You've got the rhythm of breathing happening 10 or 12 times per minute. You've got the rhythm that happens with your night and day cycles, you know, caused by all the the hormones produced by the pituitary and the pineal gland. You've got the hormonal rhythms that occur, you know, on a monthly or weekly basis. So there's all kinds of rhythms going on in the body. It's sort of like a symphony going on. And when you start moving to rhythm, it causes some synchronization of these rhythms in your body so that you actually enhance the body's own natural intrinsic rhythms. And music and dancing to music is actually the best way to do it. So now we're using dancing as the best form of cardiac rehab, for example. If somebody's recovering from a bypass or they're recovering from a heart attack, we send them to dance class. It's actually more effective than going to the gym and walking on the treadmill. Mm-hmm. So I encourage people to go out and dance, you know, twice a week, at least for 40 minutes. And if you don't have a partner to dance with, you can just turn on your stereo and boogie right in your living room. That's fine. There are a lot of nice things about dancing. And if you do have a partner, the other impact that it has is it helps one of the other steps that we talk about in the book, which is the love step. And
is this going to be okay for a family radio program?
Of course. Okay. Love is important because humans are social creatures. We crave and we need social interaction. We need to be in a deep emotional connection with other people, with your family, with your children, your brothers and sisters, your parents, your spouse, your partners, for example.
And your pets.
And your pets. You know, you could, of course, have a loving relationship with your cat or your dog, and that's so important for your immune system. In fact, growing up with a pet has a beneficial effect on the immune system and on the speed of aging. So I encourage people to cultivate the feeling of a deep emotional connection. And, of course, dancing is one way to make that happen. I also have people, I encourage them to express the feelings of love they have for other people.
And then the foods we eat, you also say that having little snacks throughout the day rather than some humongous meals is better for us. And we're almost out of time for our segment, but you include a lot of healthy, presumably immune-healthy, immune-system-healthy recipes in the book as well.
There are over 50 recipes. In fact, there's an 8-day meal plan for people who want to really eat properly to take control of their immune system. And that includes healthy foods like fish twice a week with the omega-3 oils. It includes lots of fiber that encourages the growth of the healthy bacteria, of course, in the digestive tract. That's very important for a balanced immune system. It also includes lots of tasty recipes that are actually fairly easy to make, things like wraps and quick salads and some smoothies that you can make between meals as well.
You gave a website before where people could maybe take this quiz and read more about your book.
Yes,
what was that again?
Go to ultralongevityprogram.com.
Thank you so much for being with us.
It's been great having me on the show. Thanks, Joy. Appreciate
Mark Laponis is the medical director of the Canyon Ranch Health Resorts. He is author of Ultra Longevity. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 12 minutes before 7 o'clock on this Wednesday, October the 17th. It's the 17th, isn't it? Good. We will be talking with Matt Rothschild coming up after 7. He, of course, is the editor of the Progressive Magazine, a regular guest on Wisconsin Public Radio, especially during our Week in Review program. He's also an author, and we will talk about some current issues in the news as well as his new book, You Have No Rights. That's coming up after 7. Right now, Cheryl Gasser joins me once again as we ask you for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. Cheryl, $1,865 raised toward that $5,000 goal. So a very nice start, but just 10 more minutes to have listeners take advantage of our thank you gift this hour.
This hour, for the next 10 minutes only, for a pledge of $12.50 a month, that's $150 a year or more to Wisconsin Public Radio, we will be very happy if you wanted to send you our guest's book, Ultra Longevity, the 7-Step Program for a Younger, Healthier You. We will also send you the member benefit card, which entitles you to 2-for-1 entrees at Many restaurants around the state of Wisconsin new this fall, two nights for the price of one at bed and breakfasts around the state, as well as in Minnesota and Illinois. Cultural attractions, two for one admission, and online shopping discounts. So a year-long benefit, our way of saying thank you to you for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. And pick up the member benefit card and the book Ultra Longevity for $150 a year or more.
And you'll get more than a year-long benefit from the book Ultra Longevity. It's a simple program with just some tips on things like how you breathe. Don't have real shallow breathing. Don't hold your breath while you're reading email, as he just told us. Great recipes in this book as well. Healthy recipes that are good for the immune system. They're recipes, dishes that they serve at the Canyon Ranch Health Resorts. So you can look at all of those. Lots of information about our social lives, our exercise lives, our eating habits. Just seven different areas that you can concentrate on to try to calm your immune system and strengthen your immune system and live a longer, healthier, happier life. 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772. Or pledge online at WPR.org. The pledge to get the book as our thank you is $150. What does that work out monthly? That's
$12.50 a month.
$12.50 a month. You can pay for it monthly if that's what you'd like to do. But do make that call to support Wisconsin Public Radio. Help Wisconsin Public Radio's longevity with your pledge of support and help your own by picking up a copy of the book.
Joy covers your health in a variety of ways, everything from talk about universal health care to the importance of the food that we eat. You've learned how to improve your relationship with your doctor. You've learned about alternatives to traditional medicine and how to protect yourself from cancer. The list goes on and on. And those are shows that Joy's had just in the last few months. Think of everything that you've learned about your health and how to remain healthy and live a long, vital life on Joy's program. That's got to be worth something. It's up to you. There is no set level. You can decide that we are worth the $150 a year and get the book and the member benefit card. You can decide we're worth a dollar a day or that we're worth a dollar a week. The amount is not the important thing. The important thing is that you become a member of Wisconsin Public Radio at any level. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
We have crossed the $2,000 mark toward that $5,000 goal. Just 7 minutes to go to ask you to support Wisconsin Public Radio and pick up a copy of Ultra Longevity, the seven-step program for a longer, healthier you. The guest is a physician. He is an internist. He is the medical director at the Canyon Ranch Health Resorts. And all sorts of guidelines, tips, advice in this book. You heard his story, or if you just joined us, you didn't. He is someone who suffered from kidney cancer when he was only 36 years old, and it changed his life. He had that kidney removed, and he was a doctor who was concentrating on treating diseases and decided to turn his whole focus into preventing diseases. And very strong motivation, and he really is sincere about trying to help you prevent disease and help you live a stronger, healthier life. Some general guidelines to boosting our immune system. For instance, some of the information in the book: everyone should be taking a multivitamin. Goes on, we all should be hydrating often. If we don't consume small oily fish more than twice a week, we should add fish oil supplements. So that's just some of the information that you can pick up in Ultra Longevity. Yours for a pledge of $150 a year or more, 1-800-383-9772 or pledge online, WPR.org.
Because you care about your health and the health of Wisconsin Public Radio, make a pledge now. If you're already a member, thank you so much for your support. If not, though, go to the phone at 800-383-9772, or you can pledge online at WPR.org. We have a goal this hour of $5,000, and we have raised about $2,100 toward that goal. Off to a strong start, but only about 6 minutes left in the hour, so we really want to hear from you. And again, For a pledge of $150 a year or more, we'll be happy to send you the book Ultra Longevity, but that's only available for the next few minutes. If you want that book, please call in a pledge now or pledge online.
Well, we certainly know your health is important to you. When we talk to people like Joe and Terry Graydon, the co-hosts of the People's Pharmacy, the phones are going wild. Zorba Pastor on Your Health, another very popular program on Wisconsin Public Radio. I love talking about health on this program because we don't just talk simply about politics on this program. We talk about our lives, and we talk about things that are important to our lives, and certainly nothing is more important than our health. Won't you help support the financial health of Wisconsin Public Radio? Let us know that you appreciate the wide variety of programming, the diverse programming, including programs like this about your health, by calling in a pledge. A pledge of any amount is appreciated. It's important. It's needed. We thank you for any amount. If you would like the book, it's $150. $150, that's $12.50 a month. 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772.
And we simply couldn't do what we do without you and without your support. Listener support accounts for 31% of our total budget here at Wisconsin Public Radio. So you see, if you look at the pie, sort of, so to speak, you see how important listener support is to what we do, and we would love to welcome you into the Wisconsin Public Radio family. If you're already a member, thank you for all that you do, but if not, go to the phone, 800-383-9772. It takes just a couple minutes of your time this morning. Even if you're pledging online, same thing, 2 to 3 minutes at WPR.org. We want to raise $5,000 this hour in support of Wisconsin Public Radio, and we just crossed the $3,000 mark, so thank you for those pledges.
That's wonderful. That's really wonderful, but just a few more minutes left in the program, so don't delay. If you were planning on calling in a pledge during the drive, this is a topic that's important to you. You're interested in reading more about this concept of ultra longevity and learning more about these 7 steps for a younger, healthier you, do call in that pledge of $150 to 1-800-383-9772, or you can pledge online at WPR.org. You will find out more about big meals that send the immune system into overdrive. Did you know that women who sleep 6 hours or less per night are 20% more likely to suffer from health problems? Uh-oh, I'm in trouble.
Me too.
But you will find out more about healthy sleep in this book, that rhythmic exercise is more helpful to the immune system than other kinds of exercise. I guess my dance aerobics is a good thing. You'll learn more about your health and ways to improve your immune system by picking up a copy of Ultra Longevity, yours for a pledge of $150 a year or more to Wisconsin Public Radio. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
Call in now and put it on your credit card. You can pay all at once. You can pay in monthly installments. If you prefer, we can send you a bill in the mail and you can send us an old-fashioned check. Whatever is easiest for you, whatever is the most simple, we will be happy to help you with that. The volunteers waiting to talk with you. And again, for a pledge of $12.50 a month or more to Wisconsin Public Radio, just for a couple more minutes, our guest's book, Ultra Longevity. Learn about the importance of how you breathe and what you eat and how long you sleep. Learn about the value of dance. It's a really interesting book, and it was a great interview, Joy, and I want to hear more. I want to learn more, and that's one of the wonderful things about public radio and your show, everything that listeners learn from you and your guests.
Learn something new every day. I learn something new every day, and while I often return these books to the producer or during a pledge drive to our pledge drive premium director, I'm keeping this one. There's a lot of great information we didn't scratch the surface. Just a minute or so, actually less than a minute for us to ask you. You can continue to call through the news. $3,500 raised toward that $5,000 goal. You can help us reach that goal. You can help your own health, and you can help the health of Wisconsin Public Radio by calling 1-800-383-9772. 2002. Any amount appreciated. The pledge to pick up the book is $150. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. Cheryl, thanks very much. I'm Joy Cardine. Thanks to Karen Prager for producing the hour. This is the Ideas Network.